My very great pleasure to introduce Larry. Go ahead, please, Larry.
I'm Larry. I'm an addict and identify as such because I'm a selfish bastard that thinks about me before everything else, not just anything, everything. Came into the rooms at the age of 60. Those that are younger, you don't have to do that. You can come in a lot earlier. There's those of us that have done the work of aging and for you, guarantee if you live long enough, you'll age. I'm 72. I used to say I was 60 years young. No, I'm 72 years old. I earned that. I've got some notes. This is kind of sporadic. I joined the cause at a later in life part of me, and I've learned a few things around the rooms, and one of them is that you generally don't turn down an NA request. So glad to help out the meeting. I would not have volunteered for it, but that's not what I said. I don't turn down NA requests. So selfish bastard me says, well, I need to get through the 4th of July weekend. There's a lot of things that pop up in my mind. The political stuff, that's before and after the meeting. And, I don't think most of us can do about what's going on right now except think about what we could have done in the past. I don't live in the past. I try and stay. But is it my friend that says in the here and the now? So, how do you not live in the past? I mean, it's like regrets are a ticket on the way out for that many times around the rooms. So the spiritual principle of the day was talking about something balanced recovery, and it was out of the it works how and why, which was kind of, to my understanding, a explanation of the basic text in more layperson language a few decades later, and all of that. And seemed like a pretty good reading talking about autonomy. I've had the privilege of having two careers in my life thus far. And I've come to understand the phrase workaround. We call them solutions in the program. I call it a workaround in my own personal well-being. What can I do to postpone, advance, dilute, fill, in order to make something palatable to the most amount of people and not piss off the ones that can ruin your career? I still try and use that in my life today. Even though that's a little bit off of the NA tract, the balanced recovery thing, I needed to get through a holiday weekend. The movie Independence Day was the last movie my ex and my three daughters and I went to as a family. So that's kind of like in my mind. One of my daughters still calls me dad, and she's one of us. And the other two daughters are, in mom's good graces, and that's fine. But I haven't spoken to two of my daughters in over 10 years. A little gut-wrenching for a dad, regardless of whether I do or don't deserve that wrath. So I had an event to go to. And usually on Thursdays, I go out on long walks. I'm falling apart equally, so I'm glad about that. That's a good thing. And there's this hill that I've been wanting to go up, at least to the first stop sign, and you can see it. It's going over a ridge. And it may not be that big a deal when you're 20, but it was a big deal for me because I made it to the second stoplight when it started to crest over and go down the other side. And I'm paying for that. But yeah, that was yesterday. And a trudging buddy of mine, a man instrumental in my ability to stay clean more than a decade thus far, went to his wife's side. She's very outwardly, inwardly, if you don't got it, she's there to sell it to you, religious. And lost his job due to a circumstance. He'd been there over 10 years and is moving to North Carolina. And he's all in on the God thing. And I had to do a lot of soul searching. I had to ask myself, is he my friend? Well, yeah. I was there for the family when he lost one of his kidneys to cancer. He's been there for me when I had like tests that need to be done and needed to come off of the anesthetic agents. They make sure you don't drive yourself home, and that sort of stuff. Went there early, even though I totally was pleased with myself for walking up that small mountain. And wanted to go home and go to sleep, and had my idea of a meal out: one bun, two patties, no cheese. Because anything else I like from here up, I can't do from here down. Because I want to live a while longer. My choice. I can either give up things that I like and want and use and think thought I needed. And today it's a lot easier not to. If I'm rambling, it's because I'm working off of three sets of notes. So I apologize in advance if I jump around. Balanced versus balanced recovery. So, when the pandemic came up, and I was like 8 or 9 years clean, and I started to go to the local ones. The area in Southern California I grew up in didn't do Zoom. They did garage ghetto meetings, and there was no social distancing. It's in somebody's garage, and it was in person. Didn't matter about what the law said, and that sort of thing. So I went on Zoom. I'm still on Zoom to this day. Most of my meetings are on Zoom, and they do vary. But my daughter knows when my Zoom meetings are, so she doesn't call me while I'm in the middle of a Zoom meeting. I'm that consistent. I was glad to go to my buddy's send-off. We can still keep contact with each other. But we haven't been keeping contact with each other for the last 4 years. Ever since my balance became unreliable and I had to stop long distance bicycle riding, a passion of mine. So I gave that up, and it's like I'd much rather give up cycling than fall and break myself again. No. I see way too many doctors. They tell me some things that I agree with, and they tell me some things I don't. But for the most part, I talk to the doctors about over-the-counter stuff I may or may not think I would benefit from. They give me candid answers. I haven't been deprived of medical care yet under a Medicare Advantage plan. But who knows what the future will bring? But it's the future. In the present, I'm still pretty healthy. Long distance relationships were not a part of my life. And I cherish my friendships today. A lot of friends on Zoom. I go to one live meeting a week. It's at a Los Angeles County big ass park, like regional park. And we're there, even if it rains, one of the predecessors borrows her husband's Easy Up, and we just plant it over a table and we have meetings in the rain, you know, unless it's an electrical storm, and that's just dumb. I'm on their group chat. Before the meeting, we were talking about, amongst us that were here, we were talking about technology and, you know, the good, bad, and the awful, and indifferent. And, you know, I'm on this group chat with eight other people. I don't know who they are. I'm on a basic flip phone. I don't want any of those devices that'll take me the rest of my life to learn half of it. Not interested. And, you know, so far, nobody's come to my door and said, give me your cell phone. You're going, you're going to buy one of these and you're going to like it. I made sure one of the things I did this weekend was actually this morning, 8 or 9-ish, is I spent an hour on the phone with my sponsor talking about a sponsee of mine, what are definitions in the program, because when he learned it was a different time than I learned it, and that sort of thing. And we had a good conversation. And, you know, his gal runs the country club banquet room. No, she don't get the 4th of July off. So, you know, he already had plans with his buddy, and I had things I needed to do today, plus get rid of this the pain in both of my thighs because I overextended myself willfully yesterday. So, let's see here. 10 more minutes, approximately. Thanks, Ken. So where would my life be without the fellowship? Spend everybody's money and mine, one money for them or me, work two jobs full time like it was a trophy, so I could pay her bills, their bills, and my bills, and thought I was committing nobility, but I wasn't. I was just trying to exist, I guess, or make a statement. That was part of the reading today. Do I wait to speak, or do I speak, to, you know, want to speak and don't want to wait? Let's see here. It Works How and Why. I like that book. For the aforementioned reason that basically it's a critique on, you know, Jimmy Kay's works and the people in Narcotics Anonymous at the time. And I find it a lot more palatable. I did most of my recovery with Living Clean because it was the best out there for an agnostic that I could access. And now I have a little less of a closed mind, but I am a closed-minded individual. And that's my upbringing. That's my character defect, the biggest one, perhaps. But, you know, it's the way I was raised. Is there a need for me to change? Well, micro changes, not macro changes. I can't change everything. I don't even want to change everything. There are things I've wanted to change. Like I say, I've got a relationship with my 43-year-old daughter, her two younger sisters. Yeah. It's what did we call it? Excommunication? No, is the wrong word. You know, I needed some dental work done. Like all of us, probably, we've delayed, postponed, or not taken care of our teeth. Why would I do that if I could get loaded? Now, besides, enough of that funny white powder, and you can't feel anything in your mouth anyway. So, I was listening to the dental hygienist, and he says, you know, you got to come in 4 times a year, not 3 times a year, if me to keep up on this. And I asked him, I says, what do you have I can add other than just yanking out my good teeth and putting in implants, which I'm not a good candidate for that. And he had suggested a couple of things. And fortunately, as my coverage in the state of the US today, I still have dental coverage. Better do it while I can. And I consider that to be as far positive an attitude as I can. He didn't start working on me till he used a little bit of Novocaine, and it was tolerable with no other medication during or post. And I got an appointment, I think, in August. So there are limits that I impose on myself. Maybe that's not something to share, but it's my truth. Categories of wellness, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a crotchety old man who's got other, what's the word? Co-equals out there. There's a word for it. I used to know that word. So, I'll end with this. Is it cognitive disorder? Is it old timers? Do I have to write notes because I got can't remember shit? And at first I was thinking, what? I don't know that I want this recorded. And I thought, why don't you want this recorder? You might want to listen to it one day, and maybe so would I. So I think that's all I've got. If I hope I used up my time. And thanks for letting me put the rubber to the road.